Welcome to the ELY Finding Chicago Global Perspective podcast series for AEPP 2019. I'm your host, Shuga Hasebe, and I'm currently enrolled in Harris School of Public Policy. Today, we will be exploring the topic of connection in terms of baseball between Chicago and Japan. As you may know, baseball is one of the most popular sports in Chicago, as with American football, basketball, and ice hockey. In Chicago, there are two Major League Baseball teams, Chicago Cubs on the north side and the Chicago White Sox on the south side. We can see many people wearing baseball caps of Major League Baseball teams, uniforms and t-shirts of popular players. In addition, the University of Chicago has one of the most traditional baseball teams in the United States with 100 years of history. I personally love watching and playing baseball. Also, before I came to Chicago, I lived in Japan. In Japan, baseball is one of the most popular sports too. Therefore, I'd like to introduce the connection in terms of baseball between Chicago and Japan. In addition, I will talk about how to enhance cultural relationships and exchanges through the connection of baseball. First of all, many Japanese major leaguers have played in Chicago. There were three Japanese players on the Chicago White Sox team, and surprisingly, there were eight players on the Chicago Cubs team, from the past to the present. Because of this, many Japanese know both teams well. On a personal matter, one of my favorite baseball players, Yu Darvish, is a pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. And I went to the Cubs game at Wrigley Field last week, where Yu Darvish was the starting pitcher. Also, the University of Chicago's baseball team has a strong connection with the Japanese University baseball team. University of Chicago and Waseda University, one of the strongest and most traditional baseball teams in Japan, and the university I graduated from 7 years ago, had played against each other and had exchanged games 5 years interval from 1910 to 1936. These are important experiences for both universities in the context of not only baseball, but also cultural and academic exchange. During their mutual visits, players and coaches were actually students and professors who had known each other. After graduating from both universities, students would be businessmen, scholars, and even politicians. Therefore, their mutual activities, such as doing businesses together and having academic events, enhance economic, cultural, and academic relationships between both countries. I think this was also an important outcome of making connections in terms of baseball between both universities. For example, Mr. Mikami, who was one of the players who participated in the first exchange game between the University of Chicago and Waseda University in 1910, joined Mitsui Bussan Corporation, which is one of the largest Japanese trade companies, after his graduation. Also, he contributed in opening the first branch of Mitsui Bussan Corporation in the United States. In conclusion, Chicago and Japan have strong connections in terms of not only baseball, but also business and culture through exchange of people related with baseball. I'm looking forward to enjoying Chicago's baseball teams, and I want to contribute in enhancing the relationships between each other. Additionally, in the next year, Tokyo, Japan will host the 2020 Summer Olympics and Paralympics. I hope that this big event will enhance cultural relationships and people exchange between Japan and other countries and areas all over the world, like Chicago and Japan's baseball stories. Thank you for listening to my podcast program. I hope you enjoy it.